Welcome to our Team Roundtable podcast, where we explore the hot topic of the week here at CRE Resources. And just a reminder for those tuning in for the first time, CRE Resources is a unique recruitment agency with a single focus of providing CRE staffing for clinical studies across North America. So let's get started. Angela, what is the hot topic we've discussed this week?
We've had a lot of discussions with candidates and hiring teams lately about competitive compensation. And as most job seekers know, when you're looking for a new position, there's a lot that goes into what a new position really means. And obviously, it could be a promotion or it could be a lateral move because you want a climate or cultural change. You want to work from home. You want to do this. You want to do that. You need more money to pay for your kiddos' college, whatever it is. It's a big bucket of things that have to be considered. And competitive compensation is right on the top of it. But what we find is that a lot of job seekers and hiring teams don't know what competitive compensation is. And what it was 2 years ago, 6 months ago, or maybe even a couple of days ago may no longer be the case. So today we're going to talk about what competitive compensation is, why it matters, when it doesn't matter, and basically how to go benchmark what your competitive compensation rate, salary range, whatever, whether you're consultant or perm, what it should be today, and then how to talk about it with a hiring team.
All right. Sounds good. So why don't we start with what is competitive compensation? How do we figure that out? Where do we start with this benchmarking process? Team, what are your thoughts?
Well, I know Angela just published an article on benchmarking rates and salary. So we use this all the time, even ourselves, because it gets updated. But it's under craresources.com/blog and just search compensation and it'll pull it right up and places to go to benchmark your salary and your rate. Mm-hmm. It's helpful for hiring managers, too.
Yeah, because hiring managers are typically about as clueless or more so than job seekers are whenever it comes to what the current market rate is. Matter of fact, we go to battle for our CRAs often with hiring teams because they're asking for rates that are below industry average. And our conversations with the hiring teams are that you're not going to get the right level of quality or the loyalty whenever you're not paying a competitive rate. And to Carrie's point, we do have an article out there that will break it down for you detail by detail, especially whenever it comes to benchmarking. But the bottom line is a competitive rate for a contractor is your hourly rate, period. But it needs to be within a market range that makes sense for what your years of experience, education, and knowledge lies. And so it can be a bit tricky. And when you go out to start benchmarking it, you might layer in other things that don't necessarily apply, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But you definitely need to go out and take a look at what your rate range should be as a consultant. For perms, it's a different discussion. A competitive compensation for perms also includes other things, your benefits, for example, the flexible work schedule, the opportunities for promotion, any other perks that might come along, like tuition reimbursement, etc. It's a much bigger package that you want to take a look at. And it doesn't have to do with just your salary, just the green dollars that come on your check. It's the bigger picture that you would look at for that.
I think, too, as well, with competitive compensation, there is absolutely everything that Angela just said that's included in it. And then there's also this, I always find there's a bit of an internal piece to competitive compensation. So it's about the value that you bring to the business and how that value is perceived internally. So you, but also the company itself. And it's not necessarily about, oh, I'm going to come and work the hardest. Sometimes it's about the impact of the work you're doing. So there's like a competitive compensation internally. Mm-hmm. And it's an important piece to keep in mind as well when you're doing this and when you're doing a little bit of research about it. It's not the biggest piece maybe, but it is definitely a piece that I don't think, you know, don't forget about that when you're looking at it.
Now you're talking about why it matters too, though, aren't you? Because when you're underpaid as a team member, regardless of whether you're a consultant or an employee, doesn't it at some point it's going to start needling you? It's like they don't value my contribution here. I'm not paid. Like if I were to go to another company, I would be paid more, you know, or they're hiring people in at a higher rate than me just because I've been here and I'm only getting my 3% a year or whatever it is. I think it really does. It starts impacting your morale in a negative way. And for companies, and again, this is what we coach our hiring teams for, you will see attrition if you don't pay market rate. You'll see attrition. Because people can go elsewhere, and they will, because it has to do a lot with the value more than just the green dollars that are flowing in. It's what it represents.
You'll have trouble even bringing people through the doors in the first place. We see this a lot where clients come to us and they say, we're only willing to go to this cap. And we say that is not market value. And we will try. But, you know, we want to make sure that the folks that we work with are compensated correctly. So we have those conversations with our clients as well.
And sometimes we don't try. There have been clients that I have just said, no, we're not working that. It's not worth our time. It's just not going to worth our time, because the individual that's going to take that hourly rate is going to be fraudulent or a low performer, or they're going to bail after 6 months because they're desperate. And it's too much churn on us. It hurts our brand. So if the rate's just too low, we won't work it, period. So.
Or they will probably bail as soon as they see something higher.
Yep, exactly.
Another posting with a higher rate.
So why is it important? I mean, obviously, we've talked a little bit about what it is and why it matters. Why is it important to do your homework? Real life examples, guys.
Yeah, well, I can go ahead and start with that one. I have, it's important to do your research because in my experience, I really lowballed the job position that I wanted to go into. For example, I knew I wanted to be in administration in some capacity because from 2019 to 2024, I was a receptionist, and it was just a like smaller town medical chiropractic office. But I didn't do my research and homework into the companies that I was applying for after that with their administrative positions, because there were companies that had people all over the country, all over the world. And when you think about that big of like a workload and pressure versus when you were just a receptionist at like a small town office, you kind of really need to just evaluate yourself and what you want at that point. So, for example, I was asking for a lot less money than I should have for a lot of positions that I was. And for me, it wasn't because I didn't think I could do it well, or, you know, I was just trying to find something because I was desperate. For me, it was just kind of a confidence issue. So, you know, what I didn't realize when I was giving people these lower rates was that maybe they thought that I couldn't do this job, or maybe they thought that I wasn't competent enough or something like that. So, you know, eventually, yes, I was able to find my perfect job for the rate that I feel like I am, you know, worth and everything. But I really, really regret not doing my research into the compensation, you know, what the rates are, especially now in 2025 versus 2019 and 2020. I feel like COVID has just made everything so much different. So I think it's just important. Do your homework. Look at the current market trends. Use your tools like Google, Glassdoor. Talk to your recruiters, especially if they give you advice on what compensation would be best for you in your role. So, yeah, pretty important. Do your research.
Yeah.
And that's
Go ahead, Angela, you first.
Well, I was just going to say, whenever we get CRAs that are lowballing their rate, the first thing I think of is that they're probably fraudulent. You know?
Yeah.
So, so, yeah, the lowball is not a good thing, especially if it's way low. So.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to have a range as well. You know, sort of going off of Savannah's topic, once you start discussing salary or rate range, maybe a certain ways through the interview process, once you're having those conversations, having a range rather than a specific number might give you a little bit more leverage. Once you start interviewing and once you start finding out if they're not being forthcoming about what their expectations are for what they would pay for this position, you know, asking for a range from the start helps you to know if you're missing the mark on what your value is and if they're missing the mark for industry standards. So if you have a range in mind, that can also be helpful because you're not saying I need exactly this number or else I'm out. And sometimes you do have a minimum, but that, you know, you can put that in the range. And just so you know, if you work with us, we equip candidates with what the range is already. When you talk to us, we're already going to tell you what is being offered, and we work that out with you before you even get to these conversations with the client. So you don't even have to do that if you work with us. But if you're out there on your own, I would definitely at least think of having a range in mind that you can either request for or offer as here is what I'm looking for.
I would also add to that when the individual is having a conversation with the recruiter or someone, you know, that is an expert in the market, you know, the compensation is to have an open mind. I recently had an situation where an individual that had management experience in the past and does consulting work and wanted an X amount of money that was definitely higher than what a CRA market rate is at the moment. And they just wanted to shut it down. They were like, nope, that's not my rate. That's not what I'm charging. Even as a CRA role, I want this amount because I have management experience. Keep an open mind because you're shutting doors by not having that open mind of, you know what, it is a CRA role. I'm not managing people. I'm just going to the site, monitoring, doing some site management. Let me lower that range a little bit. Let me do that research on what that range or what that rate looks like for CRAs.
I love this example. I've actually blogged about this before because I think individuals, whenever they're going after a different role, they do like to say, well, I've been in management or I've been an executive, or I tell them, okay, so a brain surgeon walks into Walmart and applies for a greeter job. Do you think Walmart is going to pay them the brain surgeon salary, or you think the Walmart's going to pay them the greeter job salary? I mean, it's really that clear. So I don't care that you've been in management. Now, will that make you more competitive as a CRA? Absolutely. Does that mean you get more money out of it? No, it does not. No, it doesn't. A CRA job is worth the CRA rate. A management job is worth a management rate. An executive job is worth an executive job rate. A Walmart greeter rate is a Walmart greeter rate. And people need to understand that whenever they're going in and they're shifting their career trajectory. And as a consultant, that means that you have an executive rate, a management rate, and a CRA rate. And if you're not willing to work at the CRA rate, then don't apply to CRA jobs. Yeah. It's really that simple. So yeah, it's a great topic.
I agree to that, Angela, because although we are not undermining your experience as a tenured, a tenured CRA or tenured manager, you also, that's why we are recommending for you to do a research, because you may be earning this much amount of money before, but you know, with economics, with the supply and demand, nowadays the trends are not that much higher offer for those CRA. On the other hand, for those people who are just starting in the industry, I think it's unfair if you're asking for a much higher rate if your experience is not even can be compared to those senior CRAs, right? Because if you just have like a knowledge on a particular therapeutics, but you don't have any experience monitoring that therapeutics, it's unfair to ask for much higher pay rate. So you really have to do your research.
Yeah, I have an example that is kind of exactly what Rachel's talking about. I had someone, a candidate come to me who only had less than 4 years experience as a CRA, maybe 3.5, something like that. But when I asked for her compensation requirements, she gave me ones that were way above what we're seeing CRAs with like 20 years of CRA experience asking for. So she was kind of way out there. And I just had to unfortunately let her know, we are not going to be able to work with you. We're not going to have jobs that meet with, that you'll be qualified for with your experience, that meet with your compensation requirements.
And the interesting thing about this one, and I know the gal that Jenny's talking about, is we didn't even interview her. And so while Savannah's talking about the perception of lowballing, now we're talking about the perception of highballing, you know, because don't make us be used car salesmen. We're not going to negotiate with you. We tell you what we are very transparent, to Becky's point, about what the range is that the client's given us. We've already coached the clients on their side so that they understand if it's market value or not. We're very transparent with you about what the range is that the client's willing to pay. And then we ask you to be transparent with us about what rate range you're asking for. And as a professional, you should be positioned to be able to have that conversation with your recruiter or future hiring team. And if you're way out of range, then what would be the point in us even moving you through our qualification process? Because we're not going to try to negotiate you down in the rate. That's not what we do. We are matchmakers. We love putting people in great positions that fit, but we're not used car salesmen. So don't put us in the situation to do that. Now, there are a lot of recruiting agencies that love to do that. And there are a lot of recruiting agencies that are pretty darn sleazy whenever it comes to rate discussions. So your job is to find an agency that's very honest and transparent and work with them so that you can, you know, understand the rate range that you're asking for. Love the example, Jenny.
Well, and the CRAs need to have that rate in mind, especially if they're working with another company, because there's a lot of hiring managers out there that are confused about the rate as well. Mm-hmm. So you can't go in there with a rate that's not correct. So make mm-hmm. sure you're checking out the compensation before you go to those websites. I even had a hiring manager recently. They wanted to put an inflation increase into the contract. And I said, well, what if she's doing terrible in a year? You know, what if you don't have the funds, you know, as a company? What if the market tanks? You're still going to have to give her a raise. So, like I said, there's a lot of confusion on both sides. So make sure hiring managers, candidates, make sure you do your research before you go into an interview.
Well, and hot skills have nothing to do with inflation. I mean, you're right, Carrie, they wanted to bake in a 3.1% inflation increase. First of all, God love you for having a crystal ball to know that the inflation is going to increase by 3.1% within the next year. I would love to have that third eye right here in the top of my head. But we don't base rates off of that. We work in hot skills, and that's based off of market demand. So it could be higher or lower this time next year. That's why you do your homework and that you constantly do that research so that you understand what the rate should be. But if you aren't being, now, if you're, to Becky's point, if you're working through a company like us, we're having those negotiations on your behalf. Because talking money, let's just put it out there, really, really, really makes people uncomfortable. But if you're going it on your own and you're applying to perms or you're trying to have those discussions, when do you talk about it? When do you talk about the hiring managers or the hiring teams about it?
I have very strong feelings about that one. And I always say it's depending on the interview process. If it's one interview, if it's two, or three or four or however many, I always typically ask after interview one or interview two. For me, I really like that approach because I get to lay the groundwork of the value I bring to the role and the skill sets I have to contribute to the role. And so by doing that, I get to ground it in that. And then I get to go ahead and talk about my value and the compensation that I feel is fair for that. And I love talking about myself and I love talking about my value. So this is like my favorite part of anything. And you should love it too. Go love talking about yourself and your value. Like, not to be arrogant or a narcissist, but yes, go do that.
You should always be prepared to answer a direct question.
Absolutely.
If somebody asks you what your rate range is, tell them. Because we won't move people forward if we ask them their range and they're like, well, it's a competitive rate range. Okay, well, define that for me, because what you believe to be a competitive rate range might be completely different than what I know a competitive rate range to be. So be prepared to have the direct conversation if asked. But I agree with you, Maya. Yeah. I think going right in both barrels talking about money during the very first interview is a very flawed approach. And you want to make sure that you're tailoring it to the right person. Your director of clinical operations is going to care about, I don't know, let me guess, operations. So they're going to care about your competency, right? They're going to care about your ability to do the job. And that should be the focus of that call, AKA the value that you bring to the table.
Yeah, it always drives me up the wall when people are like, companies always need to post their rates. But then when you talk to candidates, they're like, oh, I'm not going to tell you my rate. It's just negotiable. And I was like, what? You want transparency, but you're not going to be just my mind is blown sometimes.
Well, we really need to wrap it up, team. Any final thoughts before we go?
I'd just like to remind the audience, Carrie's already shared it, but we do have an article out there that will give you step-by-step instructions on how to go do your homework. Go out to CRAresources.com/blog. Over in the right-hand side, there's a little wiki box. You can just type in compensation and search. There's also a compensation filter as one of the categories. Go out and do your homework so that you know exactly what your current rate range is. Also, though, understand that there's everyone doing their own homework. There's going to be some flawed approach because you've been management. You think you deserve this, or you live here and you think you deserve that. So be able and willing to have transparent discussions with individuals that are experts within the industry that can then guide you as to whether or not the rate range you set on is too high or too low.
Well, thank you so much, team, for this discussion. Thank you all out there for listening. If you want to explore more of our content, you can visit CRAresources.com/blog to check out our latest articles and additional podcasts. You can also sign up to get this content delivered to your inbox, and feel free to reach out at CRAresources.com for more information about our firm. We can't wait to work with you.